now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's Rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the street, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seat slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. Corny beating up pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, suggest you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game, my performance will put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached, you could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed, hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost, take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. Wild spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group City.
Chocolate City Radio Fan Love Monday. This is your host, Chalk Mommy, the host of the illest sex talk show ever, Chocolate City. Yes, that's right. That's my shit. And today, I normally focus on answering fan questions from my fans that send them to me via fan bridge and everything like that. Then we talk about different things. I play music and it gets kind of crazy. So if you guys got questions in the chat room, please make sure you send them to me and I'll make sure I answer them on the air. I like to say hello to Landon_22 and everybody else that's in the chat room that's listening. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and start getting into my show and seeing what kind of crazy shit I could come up with today. So first of all, I guess before I get into anything, I have to say shout out to everybody that's been supporting me and listening to my show and that's really following me. I had fun this weekend. I did a photo shoot while doing the radio show. And for everybody that listened to the show Saturday, I'm going to write the blog about the tongue ring and, you know, does it really make the sex better or is it just like a mental thing? Me personally, I don't like tongue rings. I don't have one, but, you know, we talked about that on Saturday and I'll do that on my, I'll talk about that on my blog on chocolatemommy.com. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and start reading off my questions. Okay, first question is, do you like your asshole licked and have you licked a man's asshole? Wow, what a way to start out my damn show with a crazy ass question like that. What in the Phoebe? Okay, well, to be honest with you, it's nice. You know what I'm saying? People tend to do that. That's like the end thing now. Have I ever done it? I ain't even gonna lie. I've had a boyfriend and we got real freaky. Fresh out the shower though. Other than that, I'm not playing those games. And I feel like everybody experiments every now and then. So, you know, I do have a wicked tongue. My head game is a felony. So I do get it popping. So my next question is, do you like to swallow? Wow, I think head is not complete without swallowing. So yes, I would have to say I'm a swallower, but I don't swallow everybody because everybody's sperm don't taste good. I don't give a fuck what a guy tell you. He is lying his ass off. He drinking pineapple juice It's not gonna make your sperm taste good. And then let's see, if you eat plain pasta, that will. But other than that, I really don't think so. That's some old fuck shit. That's a lie. So, would I take two dicks at once in my pussy? Is that even possible? That means I would have to have a super big, super loose pussy for two dicks to enter me at one time. That shit ain't gonna happen. I'm sorry. That's just like, that's crazy. No. One dick at a time. You know what I'm saying? One dude, one dick in my mouth, and then that same dick in my pussy, and then we'll get it popping. Other than that, hell fuck no. I ain't going out like that. You know what I'm saying? So, what am I talking about? I'm answering my fan questions, Ryan. Hi, Cobra Cam. This is my Fan Love Monday show, and people send me questions via FanBridge, and I'm just addressing the questions that they gave me, and somebody asked me would I take two dicks in my pussy at one time, and the question was like, hell no, I'm a one dick chick, you know what I'm saying? I don't got time for all that other crazy shit. So, next question is, how much do you fuck per day? What size of cock do you crave, and would you fuck a tranny? Wow, that's damn three questions in one thing. Okay, right now, I'm not fucking because I haven't found the right dude that I feel like can fuck me properly. So, no, I'm not fucking right now. But when I do fuck, trust me, it's going to be a good-ass experience, for real. Trust me on that one. Now, the second question was, what size of cock do I prefer? I prefer one that works. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be super big, but I don't want that bitch to be super small either. I need to feel you enter me. I need to feel penetration. That's what I need. You know what I'm saying? 8 and 2 is good. You know, 8 inches long, 2 inches wide. If it's below that, I can work with it. And if it's above that, I can work with it. But please do not be trying to come at me with no... Anything over a foot is a little too long. Foot long is good. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it real thick or anything like that. So I don't got time for, you know, all that other shit like that. Would I fuck a tranny? Hell no. Because it's like, if I want to fuck a chick and a man, that's what you have a threesome for. I don't want to look up at you and you got, 12 inches is as much as I'm going to take. I don't want to sit there and be like, oh, I look at you when you got titties, and then I look down at you when you got a dick. That's fucking retarded. No, I'm not going out like that. How about I look at the chick, and she got a pussy, and she got a dick. I mean, she got a pussy, and she got titties, and I look at her. Then I look at the guy, and he got a dick. So he can fuck with both of us, so I can fuck with her. He fucks with me, and then vice versa. So all the other shit is irrelevant. So no, I would not fuck a tranny. Question is, would you fuck a tranny? If you ask me something like that, I just gotta be like, oh, what the hell? I think my beautiful co-host is on the line. Princess Nay, I hope it's her damn number.
Hi.
Princess Nay, is that you?
It is me, Sweetie Poo.
Why does it sound like you're playing with yourself?
I am not. I am laying in bed watching TV. I'm off today.
Okay. So, you got on any clothes? Resting.
Huh?
You have on clothes?
No, I don't have on clothes. I told you that earlier. I'm
well,
resting. I don't have to put clothes on.
If you're playing with yourself, then maybe, just maybe, you would...
I am not playing with myself, you crackhead. Shut up.
Well, maybe I want you to play with yourself, and then maybe I'll play with myself, and maybe later on tonight we can have some stick cam sex.
I am not giving you the pleasure. No.
I'm pouting.
I don't care.
You know what?
I'm the princess in this relationship.
See, it's motherfuckers like you that make me not want to have no friends because you're selfish. You don't want to share that pink elephant, and you don't want to do anything else. You know what I mean? So that's just horrible. I don't I'm upset with you right now. You should really be in the chat room, girl. People in here, they're looking, they're listening, and they're having like a really, really good time. And they're asking,
in which chat room? In the Stick Cam chat or in Blog Talk chat?
Oh, I already told Blog Talk to come to Stick to the ChocolateCityRadio.com, so then they can get in the chat room and get it popping. So, you know, till you decide what you're gonna do, I think I'm gonna play your song because I need to get you ready. Yes, you need to get ready. So get your ass ready and come on over. So let me see. You know what? This is what I want. I want you with me. How about that? Will that make you happy? I want you with me.
How?
How do I want you with me?
Uh-huh.
Does it really matter? Just come.
No.
No, just no, don't literally come because you might pull out the pink elephant and really come. So
I won't pull out the pink. I am setting up my fan bridge now, too, so everybody that wants to ask me questions, they can, since Chalk Mommy is getting mad at me for not having one.
Exactly.
And I see you, my chocolate mommy.
Thank you, honey. Now, here is your song. Now, come be with me.
And astounded, love her when I pounded with legs in the air, backwards in a chair. We fuck here, we fuck there, like Janet. Anytime, anywhere, she scratch, I attack, she attack, face down, ass up. She want me deep when I fuck. No love, no love, she bust, I nut, she nut, I crush inside. She got a main guy, but a man's pathetic. I'm a busted baby, highly respected, energetic, pretty magnetic, my tongue's poetic. Have you screaming, oh God, like I'm pathetic? I'm an upgrade, baby. I'm synthetic. Now check it, my heart, you'll never get it. Might as well go ahead and forget it. She needed a man that separated her legs like a comma. She got tired of the drama. She needed a change. She called me Obama.
With me.
did, and he was playing with me. Oh my God, I like that song. That song is so nice. It makes me want to play with somebody. Or maybe I should play with myself, but I'd rather have dick instead. So, since I don't have any dick, I'm still on a self-inflicted drought. So, if anybody lives North Carolina, in Greensboro, North Carolina, y'all need to hit me up. You know, this weekend is homecoming weekend. It's going to be a real big weekend. So, you know, maybe you guys need to come check me out. Princess Nay won't come. So, you know, I don't know what to say about that. I'm upset, too, that she don't want to come be with me or whatever. Oh, look at her. She is so pretty. Hi, Mama. How you doing? Oh, shit. I can't hear you. How you doing? What the hell? Oh, damn. She left because she's in the chat room. Duh. Wow. You left me. Whatever. So,
hold on.
You know what? I can't be messing with you today. Let me go back to some more of my questions while you're getting ready. Oh, here's a good question, Princess Nay. How young should a girl be fucking? That's a good question because I started fucking at an early age, 18. That would be a good logical answer, but you have some girls around here that's fucking at the age of like 12, 13 and having kids. I had sex when I was like 13 and the shit hurt. No, 14, it hurt. I didn't have sex no more until I was like 16 and, no, 15, and my ass got pregnant. So I had my first kid when I was 16, a month and 2 days from turning 16, and then I had my second kid at 17. So it was like, it was crazy. Princess Nay, you are in. Are you talking about?
Okay, thank you, sorry.
So it was
well,
like...
I didn't have sex for the first time until I was, like, 17.
Did it hurt?
I don't remember.
Well, mine hurt because that bitch was eight. No, he was in high school. I was in junior high, and he popped my cherry, and I didn't want to fuck with him no more.
He was just bad.
What you mean?
Hot as hell.
Bad. I really liked my boyfriend, so he told me that, you know, we should do it. And he stuck around a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, whatever. So then it's like, then I had my son when I was 17. So me personally, I feel like if you're going to have sex, like at least 16 because your ass can get a motherfucking job, and you can support your child. But if I had to say wait, I would say wait till you was 18 because you're more mature. But, you know, females are mentally mature than men are anyway. So I would be like, oh, yeah, I have fucked a lot of people. So I'm not going to sit here and give you a count. But I do take I do take responsibility for wilding out, fucking who I want to, when I want to, and being responsible about it. You know what I'm saying? My kids are old as fuck. They're 26, 25, 21, and 16. So, therefore, I'm grown, and I guess I fucked so much when I was younger that I'm not really in a rush to fuck right now. Now I'm lying. I just ain't found no good dick. That's what that is.
I was about to say, don't be lying, because you know every show you put now looking for the good dick, and... you in a drought.
Yes,
you want some. You just hadn't found any good yet.
Nah, I ain't found no good dick yet. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting and hoping that maybe it'll come. You know what I'm saying?
You got me on camera looking all rough this morning. I mean, wow, Chuck, really?
I'm in my pajamas, see? Yeah,
I am too, see?
Oh, I like your pajamas. Oh, can I get a booty shake?
No.
You
I'm
know what?
Sleepy. I don't want a booty shake this morning.
You're so full of it, I swear. But it's all good. It is all good. I'm
Hold
not...
on, I need to open it. I need some more light in here.
I ain't even gonna mess with you. Somebody said, would I do a threesome with him and his girl? Well, first of all, I don't be recruited by couples. I recruit the female for me and my dude. So, I don't know. It would depend what the hell I get out of it and what the hell.
If you're not getting no cash out of it, then don't do it.
Yeah, damn, what the hell does your female look like? You know what I mean? Then she might get mad because I got some good pussy and you might just forget about her. And then it's a wrap. Then I'll be like, fucking up y'all relationship. So, I don't got time. So, I'm going to have to pass on that one. So, do I like to have my pussy eaten?
Yes, duh. That's mandatory.
I mean, yes, it is, but not all men know how to eat pussy. So, I would have to stick with the dick. You can lick it, but you're still going to have to stick it. And, I mean, you're going to have to beat it out the frame, like, beat
would
it out.
Would you take the time to teach them how if they were doing it wrong?
Hell no. I mean, I feel like this. If you're in your early 20s, you're teachable. 18 to 25, you're teachable. After 25, man, fuck that. I don't got time to be teaching no grown-ass man how to lick my pussy right. That just doesn't make sense to me.
One of the guys in the chat room told me I could show my bra. Please explain to him we don't really wear those.
Nah, we don't. They're for show and prove when we go outside just to keep the tits up, you know what I'm saying, in case the police want to come by and give us an indecent exposure ticket. We just got to keep it, you know, we got to keep it gully or whatever. So that's how
it is. He says prove it.
You'll have to come back at a later time.
I just flashed, but you couldn't see because my camera wasn't high enough to see.
See, you can flash. I don't have anything to flash. You know, my shit is just like, this small. But
I can't see.
See? That go my tattoo. And then that go to,
we can't see it.
Well, too damn bad. Oh, well.
Good try, Clint Heffa.
So, I try not to be. I try not to be. Spit or swallow, Prince's name.
Huh?
Spit or swallow?
Swallow. Spitting is a waste of time.
Swallow is always good. Swallowing is always good. But as long as you have the dick, like right down your throat where the tonsils is, it's like the sperm.
You won't taste it.
Exactly. You sure won't.
I don't have a gag reflex, so I have it all the way to the back of my throat anyways, you know. So I'm not going to taste anything, so it's just eating to the back of my throat.
You're good. You're way better than me because I'm too cute to be gagging. So if I feel like your dick is going to give me stretch marks or it's going to make me gag, then I can't do it.
Yes, you can, and you have. Shut up.
No.
You are the professional dick sucker. There is no dick that's going to make you gag. Exactly. Point proven.
No, actually, it will. I mean, my head game is a felony, yes it is, but at the same time, I mean, look at my mouth. It is so pretty. No wrinkles, no stretch marks. Now, why would I fuck that up with a big dick or something like that? It ain't gonna happen. So, you know what? You know, when we was on Facebook today, I was talking about, you know, we were talking about men. And you know what? I couldn't even say it's men either. You know how, like, when you're in a relationship and you allow your mate to do whatever and you let them get away with it for so long then I guess one day your dumbass wake up and you want them to change, that ain't gonna happen. How do you expect them to change? Like, if you meet a dude or a female and they cheating on your ass out the gate and you know about it and you let them, how in the fuck can you wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm not gonna take this shit anymore. You need to do right by me. And this motherfucker been doing wrong by you since day one.
Exactly. The only reason a chick would do that is because she feels like she has a low self-esteem and she feels like she can't get anybody else. Well, if that's how you feel, you can't get mad at him. You can't get mad. I mean, you get what you deserve because you're getting what you're allowing him to do. You can't all of a sudden expect him to change just because you think that you deserve better because your girl in your circle getting better, so now all of a sudden you got some balls and you think you deserve better. No. Dude, 14, dude, how you 14 and having a baby in 3 weeks? Cover that thing up.
Yeah, girl, you gonna have a hard life. Get an epidural because that shit gonna hurt, like, for real. And you gonna get stitches because that baby gonna pop your coochie open. I'm like, oh, yes, please. Like, make sure, oh, man, this is serious. Sweetie, are you going to keep the baby? Like, 14 is so young.
Yeah, you need to talk to me and talk after this, okay? And we'll talk to you after this show is over with. And
yes,
see what kind of advice and input we can give you to help you out. Because it definitely is a struggle. I mean, I was older than 14 when I had my son and I was in school. And, you know, it was hard, especially when you don't have a very strong support system.
And then you don't know what kind of daddy that bitch gonna be either.
Exactly, because a 14-year-old now, he doesn't have the same values that he may have when he becomes
older.
20, 21, 22, and then a 22-year-old definitely is not a man and doesn't have any values that he's going to have when he's older than that. So.
But see, that goes back to, like, you know, at this day and age, we got to do better so our kids will do better. But we're not going to get on that serious conversation. We're going to make that a Wednesday night. We're going to make that a Wednesday
yeah.
night show. But
oh, no, did you miss our late night lingerie show? Saturday? Was it Saturday
yeah,
or Friday?
He did.
Friday. That was fun, Chuck.
Sorry. Okay, here's a question. When your mate cheats on you, it's like, we forgive them, but if they have a child from that night, could you forgive them and stay with them?
No. What if they have two children on you?
Well, me personally, if a motherfucker cheat on me, he can cancel Christmas because I'm moving on to bigger and better things. You know what I'm saying? That's just not something that's going to happen. You cheat on me, fuck that, because you could easily bring you home. You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for all of that.
And if you make a baby, then that means that somewhere along the way it wasn't safe. So who's to say that you didn't get something?
You know what I'm saying? Because that's like being raw. Or, like, what if your girl is trifling and she's already fucking around on you and she gets pregnant. Then she tells you that she's pregnant by you and she don't really know, or she knows that it ain't yours. And then at the time of the birth, the baby comes out.
It don't look nothing like you.
Yeah, it could be like a different color or anything. Wow, like, that's crazy. Couldn't be me, because I would have to kill the motherfucker, real talk. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it. I can't do it. I want to know what makes them, if you have a good woman at home, what makes you go out and cheat? People in the chat room.
She obviously ain't that good.
No, but she can be doing everything right and the pussy is good. My brother told me he just likes strange too much.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what he said. And then I asked my cousin because he had a girlfriend and she was good. Then he would be cheating all the time. Then next thing you know, she started cheating on the drug dealer that he was getting his shit from, and they had a baby together. But she left him alone. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to male bash, but men do some fucked up shit, and then we learn from their behavior and we take it to the next level. And Ryan King, we ain't got no damn ghetto stories. Get the fuck out of here. It can't be no worse than looking at motherfucking Lifetime and them bitches killing their husbands for insurance money. Now, that's a ghetto. Oh, no, excuse me. That's an urban story. I'm just speaking how I feel. Wow, she's in England. So, I mean, you know, I gotta play another song. Ryan is killing me over here. You know what?
Yes, I had all my kids naturally. But you're 14. You need something because you don't understand that when a woman has a baby, that's she's close to death. She's near death. I mean, and the Bible talks about that. So
actually, death circles you nine times. Nine times when you're in labor. So men, when you have a female and she's having your child, you need to love her. Because she has put her life on the line to spit out your kid. That's like, shit. Man, I'm so glad that I got that out the way. Because, boy, nine times. I ain't find that out until after I had my kids. Because I swear, yo, I would have fucked my baby daddy up. I would have fucked up my ex-husband. Because that shit is crazy. Hold on. Ryan, I cheated on my girlfriend because I had...
He had only had sex with her up until then.
Oh, so you wanted to see what it felt like if other pussy felt good. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
See, I ain't mad at you because if I had only experienced one dude in my lifetime, trust and believe, I'd be fucking somebody else because I would need to know if what he's giving me is good or if it's something... elsewhere. Because, I mean, it's like, if the dick is good, then you're going to stick with it. But then sometimes when you go out and you start talking to your girlfriends and they start telling you, what the fuck? Oh, my God. Why we got kids in here? Oh, my goodness. Like, look. Y'all gotta be at least 18 to be viewing this, because we talk about some really explicit stuff.
We have 14-year-olds and 16-year-olds in here.
Oh,
you know, Bob.
Oh, gosh. Okay. We're gonna have to take and get rid of the little kids. But the 14-year-old, I need you to inbox me your information so we can talk to you later, okay? But this show is for grown-ups. So me and Princess Nay, we would really like to talk to you. And, you know, because she's in England, Princess Nay. So we want to talk, we want to talk to you some more, and we'll let you know what it's like to be in labor and stuff like that. But inbox me. So I can get your information. Or matter of fact, sweetie, you got me on a personal message right now. Go ahead and send me your Twitter information or email or something like that, and I'll get in touch with you. Ryan King, you're going to have to just go because you just a mannish little motherfucker. So
I'm about to kick him out. Ryan King, no harm, my sweetheart, but I'm about to boot you out.
Yeah, I can't go back to jail.
Not over you. Ryan King, have to go.
He said, okay, I'm going. Okay, everybody that's not 18, I'm going to need y'all to leave because we get popping. We get it popping up here. Bye, Ryan. So, you know, we're making provisions for the 14-year-old because she's in a serious-ass situation. So, something, you're good. 21 is good. You know, you can buy me a drink at the bar. But everybody else who's under 21, I'm going to need you to get the step in, as Martin would say. You ain't got to go home, but you're getting the fuck up out of here. So, was it omfit.com? Make sure you go ahead and you leave me a message in my inbox. Okay. So, getting back to the popping stuff. I don't know, Nate. I think, because when I was married, my ex-husband, he cheated on me. And he wasn't ready to get married, but I was such a good catch. He didn't want anyone to have me. So,
Steven.
What? Girl, I'm a good woman when I want to be. Shit, I cook, clean, serve you breakfast in bed. I even give you a little pedicure. I do all that good shit. And, you know, I'm oral. I mean, driving down the road, I'll pull that bitch out and give you, like, the best head job while we taking a road trip.
Now, I'll do that. Especially when I know that there's trucks driving by and they can see what's going on.
Or you know what's good? It's like when the guy is driving, right, and you tell him to keep his hands on the steering wheel. Because, you know, most guys, and I don't understand this, when they're getting head, they always want to touch your head. Like, you know,
I don't know why.
But he's driving, so he can't be like this. He has to be like this, right? So he has to keep the same speed. No cruise control, no speeding up, slowing down. I want it to be a smooth ride all the way through. Then, on top of that, it's like when he's getting ready to come, I don't want him to mash on the gas. I don't want him to swerve and pull over. I don't want him to do none of that. It's called the head game. Bitch, you driving straight ahead. No change in movement or nothing. First thing I see something or I feel something, guess what? The head game stops. No more head for you. That's it. Now try that one and see if you get in a car crash or something. Because I almost had a guy run.
Yeah, you go get in a car crash, boo. You're so dumb.
But just think, if he can control all of that, he is a keeper. He is a keeper. I would keep his ass. Most definitely, I would keep him. Be like,
I don't see him controlling it.
Have you ever had your pussy ate while you was driving?
Heck no. Who's going to be able to do that?
Whoo, girl, I had a Suburban, and I got my pussy ate on I-95 South in New Jersey. Oh,
you're
my.
You're just a freak, Chuck.
What? Yes,
you thinking about it now? Got your eyes rolling in the back of your head.
Yes.
You little nasty.
I wish I could find him because, girl, I tell you, I would. Ooh, girl, I would tear his ass up like him and his little meat. Yeah, his dick was small, but he knew how to work it. You know what I'm saying?
I told you, I don't want nobody with no little dick. I just don't want no little dick monkeys. I don't want nobody with no little dick. I just really, really don't. I am, call me a little dick racist because I discriminate against guys that have a little dick.
But see, you can't be that away. Reason
yes, being, I can. No, Chuck, there's nothing you can say to me that's going to make me. No, if they have a little dick, I'm going to look at that thing and be like, what baby did you steal that off of?
Okay, so how big do you want your dick? Like, give me an example in size or something.
I want it at least, I would say, no smaller than 7.5-8 inches. And it has to be at least this thick, at least, so I guess that would be 2 inches thick, 2.5 inches thick.
Okay, you see my 24-ounce bottle?
Yes.
Could you take something like that?
Yeah.
You're a nasty bitch. I'm sorry. If a dick this size comes up to me, I'm telling you, I am running for the hills. Because, man, look, I like being able to sit down, and I like being able to walk sexy, because I got a sexy-ass walk. Anybody that has a dick the size or the thickness. The length is about, okay, I could deal with the length, okay? But this circumference of a 24-ounce bottle soda, hell no. That is sick and wrong for no reason. Ain't nobody in their right mind going to be able to take that much dick. I mean, maybe they can. I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. That's just, no.
Yes, you can.
Shitting me, boo-boo. No, the hell I can't. I wouldn't even try to suck on nothing like that because it would fuck up my beautiful mouth.
Well, it's no problem. Your jaws, relax your jaws, and you'll be okay.
Well, anyway, in the meanwhile, Acehood is going to be here this weekend for the homecoming, and he has the song by Chris Brown that I really like, Body to Body. So I'm going to play this hoping that I can get some Body to Body this weekend, or maybe some of that dick size that you be talking about. Maybe I'm going to be adventurous and jump out the window and, you know, find me a 24-ounce bottle, dude, and get me some. And I haven't sucked dick in a minute, so I need to do that, too. I'm just all fucked up in the game.
We the best, huh? So I had a few things in mind. And I was thinking of.
number one with this, yeah, my money too long. Never seen honest in the third world's wrong. OG strong, here to stick that down. I know just where the cheddar be. Young nigga don't know about a legacy. Bloody murder, when I'm ready to get up in them. MC cat teeth, they'll never get ahead of me. Strap for the war, y'all better be coming through, dumping that wheel. When my lyrics let off, it hit like a bullet. Whenever I pull it, I go for the kill. Been around the world and it's still hood. Love the ghetto cause it feel good. I'm global, I'm keeping it simple. I'm open, my soldiers just moguls and real to it. I go right for the gusto. Us no trust, no one, they cut those. Quick, get hit for the low-low. Body back, go back, that's for show. Oh, y'all niggas is fucked now. I'm finna go in for the shutdown. My defense is hit like a bulldozer. You drop the ball, that's my touchdown. Killer.
With the dick, and if you ain't worth it. that that's all you get. I ain't gonna blame you, I'ma blame all you tricks. Cause
I am the one you deny. Every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one-night stand. I'll accept it any way that I can, cause I ain't too mad. I'll try for whatever it's worth.
Seems yeah. Like your attitude only appears when I'm mad at you. When several situations occurring, that includes when I'm going too long, riding through them avenues. As soon as I get home, this room is in scattered dudes. You know my fantasies, am I feeling things that can't be? Your girlfriend trying to sandwich me. My heart's cold and it's sandwich me. Cause I come from the hood where the hammers beat. I move fast, but switch pace. And pop a Listerine stripping before you get all up in the bitch face. Moving your body like this gon' make me blow like a bottle of crisp. Man, I don't know, knowing how to the twist. You got my temperature rising from your hips and your thighs and the neck laying your eyes are brighten up a horizon. It comes naturally, I don't bribe them. The easy is 1, 2, 3, and I'm sliding.
I am the one you deny. Pushed off every time I try, but I'm alright. I'm able to swallow my pride and all the bullshit to the side. If you're ready to ride, I'm down for a one-night stand. I'll accept it any way that I can, cause I ain't too mad. I'll try for whatever it's worth. Just remember who played who first. Yeah, yeah.
Man, I had to play One Night Stand because, man, that's like the best sex to have, a One Night Stand. Meet somebody, knock them down, and keep it moving. Don't ask their name, none of that shit. I am an advocate of One Night Stand. I know people are like, what? Hell yes. I don't believe in that 90-day rule, making a dude wait 90 days to hit something that he can hit in the first night and see if he want to keep you or not. So, females, please stop being on that bullshit. Like, no dude wants to wait 90 days to smash you. Like, go ahead and give him the pussy. So, that way, he'll decide if he want to fuck with you, and you decide if you want to fuck with him. Because me, personally, I don't want to sit there and be involved with somebody for 2 months, and then we fuck, and then that shit ain't good. I'll be mad as fuck. Princess Nate, how do you feel about that?
I'm sorry, that was a question.
Do you feel like, how long do you feel like you should wait to sleep with somebody? I was telling females they don't need to be on that 90-day bullshit because, for one, it's like, the dude wait 90 days, he fucked you and your shit whack. Me, personally, I don't want to be in a relationship 2 months, so I'm just seeing someone for 2 months. And it's like, when we fuck, his shit is not good. I feel like I wasted
2 months.
Hey, Joker. I feel like I wasted 2 months of my time. I'd be mad as fuck.
I slept with my boyfriend in the first week, and we've been together for 7 years. So, you know, I can't say anything. I mean, I don't think that a woman should wait. It doesn't mean that she's a slut or anything like that. If she sleeps with him off rip, I mean, it just means that a woman knows within the first 5 minutes of meeting a guy if she does or does not want to sleep with him. So if you want to, do it.
Exactly. Me personally, I slept with my ex-husband on the first night. I was with that bitch for 6.5 years. 6.5 years. So me personally, that was the longest one-night stand I had. So, ladies, if a dude gonna call you a hoe, he gonna call you a hoe regardless of what the fuck you do. If you get him the pussy the first night, he could be like you a hoe. If you don't get him the pussy the first night, he could be like you a hoe. If he don't like you, you a hoe. We are just, once we become, once we pop out the coochie, we a hoe. I mean, that's just how men look at it. So my thing is, don't worry about it. If you see somebody you want to smash, go ahead and smash. Get it out the way. Find out if you're sexually compatible with them. Boom. Have a horrific nut. And if he don't give you an orgasm the first time you fuck him again that same night. And then if you fuck him twice and he don't give you a nut, he ain't the one for you. You need to leave that motherfucker alone real quick. Because there's nothing worse than having a dude fuck you and you don't get nothing out of it. Men can come regardless. They can come from fucking their hand. They can come from fucking a fifi. I mean, they can just come at the drop of a dime. Females, it takes a lot more energy for us to come. So if you're fucking with a dude and he can't make you come, something might be wrong with you, but 7 times out of 10, his dick just ain't good. I was fucking somebody for a year and a half. Once he stopped making me come, his dick wasn't no good to me anymore. And I'm not going to fuck you and pretend I'm fucking somebody else to come. That's not right.
So I will.
He had to go because I still couldn't come after I pictured him being somebody else. But if you ask him, he'll swear up and down. He got the best dick in the world. Now, if a bitch asks me, I'm going to tell the truth. Hell no. He doesn't. Joker looked like he fucked the hell out of somebody.
I know, right? Joker looked kind of sexy. Get it, Joker.
Look at that mouth, girl. Like he will suck on a clit till that motherfucker is numb.
Joker, are you trying to give up some good? Oh, and he put his tongue out for you. Give it.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. He got that tongue action. Yes, yes, yes. Can't go wrong with that. That tongue.
I just put my FanBridge link in the chat room. So, if y'all want to ask, now's the time.
You didn't sound too enthusiastic about that. Oh,
I know, right?
Something. Now is the time.
Yes.
So, okay. You know what? We got John Doe coming on Friday, and I can't wait because he's actually going to cam up live with us. And then we got Montana the Mac camming up live with us on Saturday. So, in honor of John Doe coming on, he got this song called Freaky in the Club. Girl, that shit sounds so good. I got to play it. Hold on 1 second. What the hell is it? Freaky in the Club. Okay, here we go. And he's cute, too. What is it?
Hey, freaky in the club. It's John Doe. Freaky. Rip my throat. Turn it up, yeah. Stop playing. Freaky in the club. Freaky in the club. Yeah, freaky in the club. Shorty looks good, shorty is the type one, prove a time deal with the late night song. Big Billy Jones, shorty is proven, and then she 5 days, and she plays that tune. She's reaching on the floor, getting this crazy, but it kind of looks like you're trying to make babies. Like I'm shot of the phone, and it's gonna be a rap now. I'm back in VIP, and she's dancing on my lap, being freaky in the club, please.
Oh,
liked it too, since they were jacking their dick under the covers.
Oh shit! I didn't see that.
You never did. What the hell is wrong with you? How come I went to one over to my FanBridge page? I come back over here and all I see is somebody doing this under the cover. I'm like, what?
Hey, I still
feel
with like the fact that you like his song. But jacking your dick is not good. That is not good to eat. Oh, man. I'm having all kinds of fucking typos today. That ain't good. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. You know what, Princess Nay?
What? Not funny.
This is what he was doing. Hold on. This is what... Damn it. This is what he was doing.
Oh, Joker, you smoke nasties.
Hey, Nay, this is what he was doing. He was getting the work off.
Don't give me a little, don't care while I pull out. Six, five, five, five. Jump on the gun and just ride.
Wow, that was Better Than Me by Cloud Nine. I love their energy, like really I do. And Nay, since you like booty clapping, here you go. Make it pop for me, mama.
I'm gonna get it for you, baby.
I can tell her how she walks, she can take a line. And I can tell her how she talks, she can make it fly. Yeah. What's the call, that's a problem. She don't wanna stop. I put your bottom to the top, she don't waste a drop.
Oh, speaking of drops, it's that time. Oh, shit. like one of the favorite moments of the Chakra City Radio. Yes, you're, where's my thing? Where is my drop so I can tell people who they're listening to? Oh, here it is, here it is.
This is your girl, Chak Mommy, and you are now riding the Chocolate Wave on Chocolate City Radio.
Yeah. See, I don't have them all in order, so, you know, y'all got to work with me right here.
Yo. Bruh, turn me up. What happening? Nigga, turn me up. Nigga, I'm talking to Chak Mommy, nigga. Turn me up, nigga. Yeah. All right, what's happening? Hey, what it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud Nine right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chak Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud Nine. Leo.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zink Heaton, and I'm chilling with Chak Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This your dude, Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chak Mommy. Let's get it.
This is that baby making you.
Oh, nah, I had that on the wrong thing. Damn it. Hold on.
Yeah, you already know it's your boy Shorty Mac, and I am riding the chocolate wave with my main girl, Chocolate Mommy. Baby, you know I love me some chocolate. Anyways, I got y'all back anytime. You already know that. So holla at me whenever you need. Let's go. Knockouts in the building. We ain't playing. No, we're not.
Yo, what up, people? It's your boy. It's the Baltimore Banger. N-O-E, know the name, know the difference. Shouts out to the whole Bird Gang Squad and the whole Know the Brand movement. You know what I'm saying? Baltimore, stand up. Shouts out to Chak Mommy, ChakMommyRadio.com. You know how we do on B-More, man. We ride the chocolate waves, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. Bird Gang, baby.
One and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chak Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
Chocolate City
What's
Radio.
What's happening? This is your man, Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chak Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for Chocolate Mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Yeah.
It's my love.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, right? My
I'm going to a show tonight.
Whose show you going to, baby?
Your show, baby.
My show.
And I got my ticket right in.
All right, let's ride.
Chain when you work it, fresh in your twist in Dior, picture perfect. All on the floor, not a whore, not a virgin. Talking my swag like you need a good service. Sizzle at your service, serving a purpose. Late night, get right, motorbike working. Head game low, I got a buzz from the perfect. I ain't got a point like I lay up with virgins. My lifestyle, something like girls galore. Cut them up and they want to encore. Girl, sing for me. Models rain cake in. Bro, niggas feel a conversation.
I got the hood rats hating. Gucci bags explain the motivation. Gucci heels make her look high class. Same design label on her eyeglass. Yeah, Menage Pat, feel for the storm. You can bring your girlfriend and I'll make her perform. I got Patron on deck just to make her relax. About to lay the pipe down and that's an actual fact. Yeah, game's being kinda nice with that. Understand I ain't trying to pay a price for that. And my lifestyle, so I'm like, girls galore. Cut them up and they wanna encore.
Thank you. Mike Man.
We won't stop.
Ah, damn it. Hold on.
I knew it was just a matter of time.
Shut up. No. Okay. I'm ready. Hold on.
Princess
Nay.
Let me
What the hell? Hold on.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
I like it.
Damn.
Yeah. Joker is sexy.
Hell yeah, with some big ass
feet. I like Joker without the scarf. Keep the scarf off.
I just think that things are strange. Feel things are still the same.
Can you hear that?
No.
Damn it. So much for that. That just fucked up my whole vibe. I swear, that was going to be a classic for you. I can't say Dave Hollister. Man, I swear. You know, it's so hard being me. You know what I mean? Ah, here we go. Bow remix. Plays good on my on my computer. It's called Ain't My Girl. And I like this song because at the end, Sammy and Trey is talking about how he be all up under his sack like a quarterback. For bitches that know how to suck dick, they talking about how, you know, how to suck the ball sack. So y'all need to pay attention to this song. Hopefully it's going to play right.
Yanni, what up?
She ain't my girl, yeah.
Thank you.
This is the Chocolate City Radio Show. We do our show Monday afternoon, lunchtime from 12 to 2, and we're on Tuesday and Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're on Saturdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Tomorrow night, I'm supposed to have Shelly Hickman from Bad Girls Club.
She's calling in.
And then Friday night, we got John Doe from Cali. He's going to be camming up. And, oh, my God, he has an awesome-ass voice. And then we have, Montana the Mac out of ATL under Radar Management that's going to be on. So we're going to be, like, getting it in. And then next week, we got the MMA mixed martial arts fighter, Dada 5000. And hold on, who the hell else I got? Man, I swear, I'm so booked up, I don't even know what the fuck I'm coming and going. Oh, wait a minute. Tuesday, we got Troy to the vent. Then next Friday, we got Dada 5000. And then we're going to have JT Money, old pimpin' ass, on here. And then on the 28th, we got So For Real. My love, do you ever dream of candy coated? Oh my God, I'm seeing it. The fuck is wrong with me? Shut the hell. Just for that, you know what? I was going to be nice to you, but because I love you.
I'll dance for you.
Oh, shit, where is it at? Hold on. Here we go.
Bye.
and a beautiful dance selection by Princess Nay. Oh my goodness, I just love her. I just love her. We've come to the end of our show. I really enjoyed you guys and everything. So the perfect song to play would have to be Gone, because we're about to be gone up out of this motherfucker. And we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, same Chalk channel, same Chalk, well, no, not same Chalk time, but, you know, same Chalk channel. So y'all need to tune in. And like Lloyd and Lil Wayne say, get with it or get lost, because we are about to tear this shit up. We are going to take over Stick Cam. That's what we do. So this is the last song of the day. We really enjoyed y'all. Tomorrow, ain't gonna tell them what the fuck we'll talk about. We might talk about you. So here is Gone, a Mike Bless. And after this, we are getting the fuck up out of here. Alright? Damn.
This should be played at my volume.
Shout out to everybody else that tuned in today. make sure you listen to us on Friday night. Oh, damn, I'm bugging. Tuesday night, which is tomorrow, from 8 to 10. I'll always make sure to event it on my page. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at ChocMommy03 and then at Shanae. Damn, I can't spell today. Shanae B2000. It's in the chat room. It's in the. So, see, that's like 90 seconds. We are about to end the show. I love you guys. And Princess Nate, I'm going to call you in a little bit. We're going to run outside and get my stuff. So, I'm going to talk to you guys later. And then hopefully I'm going to ride somebody's chocolate wave. But if not, ride the chocolate wave for us tomorrow, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Call in number 718-766-4661. Bye.